presents for you.
Money. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 28 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 18 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years.
Shazam!
And you know, Gomer, see how quickly I picked up on that? Shazam! And you know what, Gomer? All of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And you know what? As of the end of last month, we now work with over 7,800 families in 43 states. It is such an honor and a privilege. And Financial Times recently named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 300 financial advisory firms in the United States. And without our beloved clients, we would be nowhere. So all you guys listening right now, thank you so very much. Now, the foundational philosophy that we operate on, and just to kind of tell you, we work with our ideal client is over 50, retired or retiring soon. Okay, so they're within 5 years of retirement or 5 years after, kind of in that 10-year zone. And that's the most important 10 years of your entire financial life, because no matter how well you have built your investments and the money you're going to retire on, you've been a fantastic investor and all that. Once you get into that 10 years, you have to change the paradigm. You have to change the way you think. You cannot be on offense anymore, because when you're working, you're putting money in, you're saving, you're doing all that kind of stuff. But once you retire, you're going to be drawing from your investments. And when you draw from your investments, you've got a negative cash flow happening. And if on top of that, you get a bear market that takes down your investments by 20, 30, 40, or 60%, as we've seen in past bear markets, then all of a sudden, that's changed your life and potentially forever. So bear markets are an extremely dangerous enemy. And you know, as it is in war or in sports, the better you know your opponent, the better you are able to deal with them and to strategize and plan for them. So we're going to talk about bear markets this week, and we're going to talk about what is a bear market. So the usual definition of a bear market, and by the way, in our firm, we believe that you should buy, hold, and you should sell. We believe in selling also, which is why in November of 2007, we told our clients and all of you listening to the show at the time, and those of you who get my market alert email, we told you to get out of the market and stay out until June of 2009, almost a year and a half. And so we put our money where our mouth is, as it were. We told people to get out, and those that followed our advice were out of the stock market during most of the bear market of 2008. So what is a bear market? Well, it's the usual definition is that it is a drop of more than 20%. Okay? So if it's between 10 and 20, so I guess 10 to 19.99 or whatever, that would be what's called a correction. Okay? If it gets at 20% or more, it becomes what's called a bear market. So that's what it means, okay? So how many bear markets have we had in the last 100 years? The answer is we've had 33, okay? So if you do the math, it means we get one about every three years or so. And just to put it in perspective, the last bear market was in 2007, okay? And 2007, in case, that was, 10 years ago now. So we haven't had a bear market in 10 years, and we average one historically every three. So you do the math on how overdue we are. Now, what is the average drop in a bear market? Well, the market averages 37% drop, and this is according to Ned Davis Research. It drops by 37% on average. Now, some are more, like 2008, the market dropped 57%, and Y2K, it dropped 49%. Now, of course, in 1929, it dropped 87%. Okay, that was the granddaddy of all bear markets, but the average is 37%. Okay, so what sets off a bear market? There's lots of different things. There's really no one thing that sets off a bear market. One thing that always sets off a bear market, though, is recessions. Okay, and the interesting thing about the stock market is it's a great forward looker. It's a great predictor of recessions. The market tends to start going down 6 months before the recession happens, and tends to bottom when the recession is at its worst. and tends to come back 6 months before the recession is over. It's very interesting. The market tends to be, the timing of it is early. It's a good forecaster. So what sets it off? It could be that. But then again, 2008 was a credit crisis. Y2K was not a recession necessarily, although it was, but it was because it was oversupply. So generally recessions are caused by an oversupply of stuff. Okay, it's not a lack of demand, it's too much supply. If you've been in places where they've overbuilt real estate, and then all of a sudden you have a bad real estate market, it's overbuilding. It's not, it's not that there's no demand. The demand has been there. It's just that they've got too much supply. And in Y2K was too much supply of electronic stuff. All right, so that's what causes that. So are we due for a bear market right now? Well, my philosophy on it is, the farther you get from the last bear market, the closer you are to the next one, okay? And as you guys know, I think we're way overdue. I think we're way overdue. And the problem is the worst bear markets we've had in history are the ones that were caused by debt, okay? 2008 was a debt. The Great Depression was debt. And most debt recessions had an effect on banks. The problem with this next one, in my view, is that this is countries. Okay, these are countries that have taken on. We're now sitting at $176 trillion of global debt. Okay, that's 12. What's that? How many zeros is that, Jack? It's a lot of zeros, right? It's more zeros than you can fit on your calculator. And so that's how big the global debt is. And when you have that kind of debt out there, the governments around the world's capabilities, their ammunition to deal with the next economic downturn are severely limited. If you think of yourself, if you lose your job and you have lots of money in the bank, you can get by till you find your next job. However, if you have no money in the bank and you're up to your eyeballs in debt and credit cards and all the rest of it, and you lose your job, now what? Now you're in deep doo-doo, right? And globally, we are in deep doo-doo. So the next bear market, I think, is going to be very severe. I think it could very well be on the same order of what we saw in 2008. So if you're not right now thinking about that, in a lot of ways, I feel like I'm Noah. I'm talking about this rain, these floods are going to come, and everybody's like, what are you talking about? The sun's shining. We don't have bear markets anymore. It's been 10 years since the last one. They're a thing of the past. Don't kid yourself, okay? Don't think that because this has been an inordinately long time since the last one that we're not going to get another. And if you're over 50 and retired or retiring soon, then you are especially at risk because you cannot afford to take a 20, 30, 40% drop in your investments and still remain retired or retire when you want to. So here's what I want you to do. Go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, and sign up for one of our seminars. At the seminars, we talk about buy, hold, and sell for sure, but that's not all. We'll also talk about how to fight inflation, how to reduce your income taxes, what to do with your 401k at work, when to take Social Security. We cover 360 degrees of retirement planning stuff, okay? So moneymatters.net is our website. Find a seminar near you. Go to it now while the sun is shining. Don't wait till the floods come to start thinking about it. Moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.